Well, these are interesting times in the real estate market all around here. And I've told you how hard it is for my three daughters who are trying to find houses that they can afford. It's almost impossible these days. There was a listing that was brought to our attention on Redfin. And the person who listed the home wrote, "Since Jenny Durkin and Jay Inslee have absorbed my rental house into the collective community ownership, and I'm not allowed to take it back, I'm selling it with my tenant in it. If anyone's interested, 10 years of rent with the same renter. Personally, I'm not interested in being a landlord in our little communist corner of the country anymore when you no longer really own the property you paid for and took the risk to own." Now, the person who listed this happens to be an old friend of our radio show, attorney Lincoln Beauregard, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Lincoln, it's good to talk to you again.
Dory, thanks for having me on.
What was your motivation for what you crafted there with the your house listing?
Well, basically, I don't want to be a landlord in Seattle anymore because I just think the city's gone wacky. You know, the COVID thing, that's questionable, but they're passing laws where I can't even say how much I'm going to rent my property for. I have no recourse if my, you know, tenants don't pay rent, and I just don't want to be a landlord here anymore. I don't want to provide housing to people. I don't want to be part of it.
Well, you say the COVID thing's a little wacky. Isn't it much worse than that? Because when Joe Biden tried to do it at the federal level, the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional. I'm still trying to understand, and you're an attorney, Lincoln, how is this not unconstitutional when the government takes your property and forces you, in the case of the people who are on the eviction moratorium, essentially they're forcing you to give away your private property for an indeterminate amount of time. How is that legal?
Well, you know, I can tell you as a lawyer, I haven't studied the opinion you're talking about, but I'm aware of it. What I can tell you is it sure feels unconstitutional because one day I own the house and now I don't. I have no real power over how I use my property and the laws are just getting worse. And, you know, there's probably a contradiction between the Supreme Court ruling and what they're doing locally. But, you know, the general, you know, popular type policymaking here probably lends to the conclusion just keep my house as long as they can. So I decided to sell it.
Yeah. And
with
I mean,
my tenants in it and for a big discount.
You're right. Understood. I'll get to that. But I'm going to read to you from the Constitution of the United States of America, the Fifth Amendment. And it says all the things that government can't do, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And that's what essentially Jay Inslee and Jenny Durkin are doing. They are taking your private property. They're saying that because there's this emergency, which gives Jay Inslee extra constitutional powers, apparently. But because of that, they're taking people's private property, telling you that you can't collect rent, but you still have to pay your property taxes and your utilities and your mortgages and all of that. So I will never understand how all of this works with when we have the Fifth Amendment protections we do.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And it's really puzzling when you're a landlord and every headline says that there's massive amounts of jobs available and people should be able to work and, you know, bank accounts are at all time high, but then they don't have to, I can't collect rent. I have no recourse and it's really frustrating.
What part of the city is your house in?
The one that's pending for sale is in West Seattle.
Okay. All right. So elaborate more on the communist enclave. You say you've had a renter for 10 years. Have they been paying their rent?
Yeah, they've been okay tenants over 10 years. Sometimes my rule with them is they have to pay me 12 times a year, but it doesn't have to be every month. So sometimes they might miss a month, but they've been very honorable people and always made up for it. And that might be their lives. So I don't have any animus towards them. I just have an animus towards the fact that they're just I don't own my own property anymore. Why would I leave? Why would I try and make a house available to the, I think you said, you know, your relatives or whoever under the terms where I don't really even have any control. So, you know, that's my problem.
Okay. Besides the eviction moratorium, are there other things that the city is doing that have you upset?
Yeah. I mean, it's more about the other things that they're doing. If you look at, you know, Kashama Sawant has now passed a law that says I can't raise the rent without giving people some massive warning. And I know there's regulations that I think I have to help people move and I can't choose who's going to live in my own house. And so why in the world would I want to have invested money in a house that I can't control when I can take it and put it in the stock market and do better?
Yeah, Yeah, this helped them move. It's not just that you have to help them move. How much do you rent this house for a month?
This is $2,000 a month for a three-bedroom, small rambler house.
Okay, I believe, Lincoln, that the legislation that's been proposed is you have to give notice before you can evict somebody, and then you have to give them 6 months' rent as moving expenses. You'd have to drop $12,000 lump sum into this person's hand when they leave your house, which is just crazy to me.
As a landlord, you learn the place where you lose the most money is turnover. And so you can't, then they're just adding to that cost, which is, makes it almost unprofitable. And it's just not feasible. And I never see any appreciation for the fact that this is somebody's property. This is my property, and I can't control it.
Well, and so what's going to happen now? You say offer is pending. And this was one of the more affordable houses in Seattle, it sounds like. You originally listed it for $495, is that right?
I listed it for $495, and if you did a Google Redfin search, I think it was the lowest priced three-bedroom house in Seattle proper when I listed it, or just about.
Okay. And then you had to drop the price?
Yeah, because I can't ask my tenant to leave, but I can legally sell it with them in it. So what I did is I told my realtors, Ron and Don, I told them drop the property, and I dropped it by 10% more. So I'd already listed it probably for 95% of value, knowing that it was not going to be as marketable with a tenant. Yeah. And then I dropped it another 10% and sold it the next day to a developer who's going to let my tenant stay in it. So I'm in compliance with the law, but I end up eating $50,000 or $100,000 just because of the laws they've enacted.
Okay, but is your tenant going to, or your buyer, if they're a developer, they're probably either going to knock it down or flip it, don't you think?
I'm sure they have a long-term vision for it, and I don't know what it is, but the limited information I know about them is they take rentals, I think they improve them, and then they keep renting them, but I don't know much about them.
Okay, but the reason I ask that is if they have designs on raising the rent, first of all, the city might not let them, which is why they may sell to somebody who wants to just knock it down and build a $1 million, $1.5 million house. And what the city is doing, and what Jay Inslee is doing with all of these laws, is they are making it tougher and tougher for the working class, the middle class people to find any place to live because they put these restrictions on you. You say, that's it. I'm done being a landlord. And then the buyers either knock it down or, like I said, flip it. And all of a sudden, the market gets squeezed of available inventory, and that drives rents up. It's like these people, Lincoln, don't have even the slimmest grasp of basic economics.
Well, it is, and my house is a perfect example of that. I told you the rent's $2,000. Yep. It's, according to all my data, it's rented for probably 10% below market. And I'm a believer in trying to, one, the people have been very nice. I don't want to overcharge them, and I don't want to cause turnover. So now what's happened in my example and maybe others is that I'm selling my house for below market. I'm taking a hit. And the people who have a vision for this investment property, they're going to do something to increase the value. And eventually the nice, hardworking family in that house that's paying $2,000 a month isn't going to be able to afford what they're going to want to charge them. And I'm pretty sure pretty short order. So they've lost, I've lost. And the only people who've won are the people who can feel good about enacting these laws that aren't subject to them.
Yeah. And their laws are just crafted in a fantasy land where reality has no connection. Well, this is interesting. I'm really glad you posted what you posted and are telling the story, because I think more people need to be aware of what's happening, because ultimately the politicians who claim to be helping the little guy are putting the squeeze on the little guy, and they're doing exactly the opposite of what they claim to be doing, and that's making it tougher and tougher for the working class people to have a place to live.
It's just all too true, and I wish that they'd see the big picture of it and not just do the feel-good thing in the moment for a politician, because there's true consequences to people like me and to the tenants that in the long term I don't think are good for anybody.
I agree with you. All right. Lincoln Beauregard, attorney, good old friend of our show, and he sold his Redfin house because he couldn't handle it in the, what he called, the communist enclave of Seattle anymore. Lincoln, it's always great to talk to you.
Dory, I enjoy being on your show. It's wonderfully entertaining and informative.
Thank you, sir. All right, all my best to you.
All right, talk to you soon.
You got it. Okay, what do you think about all this? You can text me. Our new text line is 888-973-CHIRO. That's 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.